弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace be with everybody.
我们今天安息生日能够聚集在教会，愿主耶稣祝福我们。
On this Holy Sabbath day, I thank God we are able to all gather together to worship Him. So may God bless us.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名跟大家一起来查考，至于我，我要求告神。
And so in the name of Jesus Christ, that we will talk about, as for me, I will call upon God.
我们现在请大家翻开诗篇五十五篇。
If we all turn our Bibles open to Psalm 55.
诗篇五十五篇。
Psalm 55.
我们请读十六节、十七节。
Verses 16 and 17.
诗篇五十五篇十六节说：至于我，我要求告神，主必拯救我。我要晚上、早晨、晌午哀声悲叹，他也必听我的声音。
Verse 16, As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon, I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice.
这是我们这一周的读经进度。
And so this is our week's Bible reading.
所以我们读过这样诗篇的作者，他这样子立志。
And so we hear, we read the determination of the psalmist.
不管别人如何，但是至于我，我要求告神。
And so, regardless of what anyone else thinks, but as for me, I will call upon God.
他对神非常有信心。
He is very devoted to God.
因为他知道神必会拯救。
Because he knows that God will deliver him.
所以我们今天就从诗篇的这个信息来思想，我们要如何真的有信心来求告神。
And so today, through our studying of this psalm, we will reflect on whether we have faith in God.
让我们真的很诚实的去面对自己的情绪。
And so if we honestly face our own emotions,
让我们可以走出有时候我们会恐惧受伤的阴影。
And sometimes because of fear or hurt,
让我们可以真的建立起跟神亲密灵交的祷告生活。
Through those things, we can face God and have a life of prayer.
那最后，我们一定可以很大声的像作者这样宣告：神必拯救我。
And then we can boldly proclaim to God, God, please save me.
我们可以行在神他的光里面。
And so we can perform in the light of God.
所以我们的信仰不是只是在理性上而已。
And so our faith is not only in principle only,
而是我们真的行出神的道理在我们的生活里。
But rather we practically apply it in our daily lives.
真的是生命被神光照之后，我们把这样的一个荣耀的形象彰显在世人眼前。
And so when the light of God shines in our life, we shall show the glorious things of God to all around us.
所以诗篇五十五篇是一篇很特别很好的诗篇。
And Psalm 55 is a very special and very wonderful psalm.
我们从三个角度来看。
And we will see it from three different perspectives.
第一个方向就是让我们在很惊惶、很恐惧甚至很受伤的情绪里面真的能够去看到自己的需要。
And so the first is that through our fearfulness and our trembling, we shall truly see our needs.
然后让我们真的认识自己，我们需要神。
And to acknowledge that we truly need God.
因为我们在这个社会其实我们越来越多的环境让我们觉得很不安全。
And so in this world, there are many environments that make us feel insecure and unsafe.
这个世代跟几十年前不太一样了。
And this generation is different from decades ago.
因为危险突然之间的意外可能随时来到。
Because danger or any incident can happen at any moment.
过去我们觉得很安全的地方不再是安全的。
And places that we once felt safe in are no longer secure.
所以学校、购物的商场，甚至教会都可能会发生很多我们想不到的意外。
And so places like schools or even churches, incidents can happen at any moment.
甚至众人在很欢乐、在聚集的场合在户外的活动， 都可能会让我们心碎，让我们看了不知道说我们到底活在什么样的时代里。
And so even what should have been happy moments can break our hearts and make us wonder what exactly, what is it, the purpose of living in this world is.
那有时候我们所认识的人看起来很正常，就是我们认为他应该是一个很慈爱的人，但是最后会做出一个让我们想不到的一个大事情，让众人很震惊。
And so even people that we know well, people that we think are very normal, very kind-hearted, but then sometimes they do something major that causes people to be shocked.
那甚至有时候我们在跟人相处的时候，也会碰到我们所很信任的我们的朋友，甚至可能是出卖我们的人。
And also even people we know, people we trust, maybe they may betray us.
或者是本来我们一起同行在敬拜神的，最后我们的朋友不再跟我们同行，不再来到教会的。
And maybe even their brothers and sisters who we once worshipped with, that we progressed in our faith with, they no longer continue in this journey of faith, they no longer come to church.
有时候甚至似乎成为我们的仇敌来反对我们，甚至来跟我们争吵的人。
And maybe they even become our enemy, they oppose us and may even argue with us.
所以在我们的感情上，我们很可能会受伤，我们会觉得为什么会这样子。
And so maybe in our emotions, our feelings, they may feel hurt and ask, and you might ask why.
那圣经说，其实日光之下没有新鲜事。
But the Bible says that under the sun there is nothing new.
那过去的人所发生过的事，今天不管科技再怎么进步，人的心还是没有改变，还是会重复发生在我们的身边。
But even though technology has advanced so far, the heart of man still remains the same, so whatever happened generations ago will repeat itself.
所以诗篇的作者在55篇大卫他所经历过的，他所表达的他的心境，今天很有可能会重复在我们的生活里。
And so the feelings that David records in the book of Psalms it might repeat itself in our lives.
我们看第一节。
If we look at verse 1,
神啊，求你留心听我的祷告，不要隐藏不听我的恳求。
Give ear to my prayer, O God, and do not hide yourself from my supplication.
第二节，求你侧耳听我，应允我，我哀叹不安，发声哀哼。
Verse 2, attend to me and hear me, I am restless in my complaint and moan noisily.
第三节，都因仇敌的声音，恶人的欺压，因为他们将罪孽加在我身上，发怒气逼迫我。
Verse 3, because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they bring down trouble upon me, and in wrath they hate me.
第四节，我心在我里面甚是疼痛，死的惊惶临到我身。
Verse 4, my heart is severely pained within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me.
五节，恐惧战惊归到我身，惊恐漫过了我。
Verse 5, fearfulness and trembling have come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me.
第六节，我说，但愿我有翅膀像鸽子，我就飞去得享安息，我必远游，宿在旷野。
Verse 6, so I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest. 7, indeed, I would wander far off and remain in the wilderness.
第八节，我必速速地逃到避所，脱离狂风暴雨。
Verse 8, I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest.
你看这一段经文，这是大卫他在向神诉说他内心的恐惧、战惊跟疼痛。
And so here, David is crying out to God regarding his fearfulness, trembling, and his pain.
他是不是觉得说自己已经临近死亡的边缘？
He feels that he is on the, he's very close to death.
但他自己很没有力量。
And he himself has no strength.
其实真的不知道怎么去面对了。
And he doesn't even know how to face the problem.
那当时候有一个想法，希望能够有翅膀像鸽子一样，可以飞到一个可以安息可以得到平静的地方。
And so David has a thought that, oh, that I had wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest.
甚至似乎是远离人群到旷野去住宿。
And even to wander far off and remain in the wilderness.
他希望他能够有一个避难所，能够逃避狂风暴雨。
And so he hopes for an escape to flee from the windy storm and tempest.
在第五篇的开头，他并没有告诉我们说 大卫在什么样的情形底下写了这篇诗歌。
In the beginning of the Psalm 55, it does not tell us the circumstance in which David wrote this psalm.
因为从第51篇开始第二卷圣经诗篇呢就进入了大卫的诗。
Starting in Psalm 51, it is the beginning of second book of Psalm.
这是第二卷诗篇里面从第51篇开始都是大卫的诗了。
Starting from Psalm 51, this is the second part that is written by David.
那所以我们看到基本上在诗的开头都有一个说明在什么样的背景底下大卫做了这篇诗。
And under each psalm chapter, it usually gives a background on why David wrote each psalm.
所以51篇他犯罪之后他向神认罪悔改表达他内心真正对罪的他的沉痛以及他立志的改变。
And so in Psalm 51, it talks about how David repented towards God after he sinned, and he talked about his suffering and his sin and his determination to change his life.
52篇、53篇、54篇都有它的说明。
And Psalm 52, 53, and 54 all has its descriptions.
到第55篇它没有讲。
But Psalm 55, there's no description.
但是我们如果看它整篇诗的内容，
But if we look at the content of the entire psalm,
我们大概可以从大卫他的生命里面去看到相对的事件发生在他生命里的。
We see that there are similar circumstances that occur in David's life.
很有可能是撒母耳记下第十五章记载他的儿子亚撒龙叛变的时候，他逃亡过程里面的心情的写照。
And so it's possible in what happened in 2 Samuel chapter 15 when Absalom was rebelling against his father, David wrote about how he fell on the run.
所以我们看一下撒母耳记上的第十五章，记下第十五章。
If we look at Psalm 2 Samuel chapter 15.
撒母耳记下第十五章。
2 Samuel chapter 15.
一开头的时候，我们就看到亚撒龙他策划了一段时间之后。他叛变他希望能够坐在王位上。
And so the beginning of 2 Samuel chapter 15, it says that after a period of time, Absalom was ready to rebel against his father to become king himself.
这就是直接要取大卫的性命的一件事情。
And so this is to pursue after what David desired.
那就是要所以这件事情是会让大卫丧命的。
It's basically pursuing after David's life.
因为一个国里面不可有两个王。
Because in a kingdom, there cannot be two kings.
所以现在这个父亲还坐在王位，儿子就想要争夺，所以很有可能会这个儿子会把父亲杀了。
Because the father is sitting on the throne as king, and then the son also wants to be king, so he would have to kill his father.
亚撒龙叛变的时候，我们看到其实有一些人在支持他的。
And when Absalom was rebelling, we see that there are people that supported him.
大部分的人其实不明白亚撒龙真正的动机。
They may not truly understand the motivation behind inside of Absalom.
所以其实有些人是被亚撒龙利用去的。
And so some people were used by Absalom.
但是有些人是真的是跟亚撒龙站在同一阵线来反抗大卫王的。
And there were also those who stood on the side of Absalom because they opposed David.
我们不知道他们反对大卫的真正的理由是什么，但是基本上他们对大卫的统治一定是有意见的。
We do not truly know why they oppose David, but we know that they have their reasons for opposing him.
如果我们仔细读，我们看到一些线索。
And so if we study, we will see certain situations.
第十二节。
If we look at verse 12,
亚撒龙献祭的时候，打发人去将大卫的谋士基罗人亚西多佛从他本城请了来，于是叛逆的势派甚大，因为随从亚撒龙的人民日渐增多。
Then Absalom sent for Ahithophel the Gilonite, David's counselor from his city from Gilo, where while he offered sacrifices and the conspiracy grew strong, for the people with Absalom continually increased the number.
十三节。
13.
有人报告大卫说，以色列人的心都归向亚沙龙了。
Now a messenger came to David saying, the hearts of the men of Israel are with Absalom.
那这个时候大卫知道 情形不对，就跟他的臣仆说，我们要赶快逃亡。
And so David at this moment knew that the situation was not right, so he tells his servants, arise and let us flee.
好，那这个就是看到亚沙龙叛变里面一个关键人物，就是这个亚西多夫。
And so we see a main character in the rebellion of Absalom is the person Ahithophel.
他是大卫的参谋，就是说他是大卫身边重要的这个他咨询的对象。
And so he is a David's counselor, meaning he was someone's trusted advisor.
他是跟大卫非常熟悉，他知道大卫行事的风格，他知道他生活的作息。
And because he was very close to David, he knew all the actions David would take and his habits in his life.
这个人也是非常聪明。
And so this person was also very wise.
那这个人其实就是拔示巴的祖父。
And so he is the uncle of Bathsheba.
是 grandfather.
A grandfather of Bathsheba.
所以如果是拔示巴的事件我们从之前的历史我们就读过的。
And so if we study the history, we would have known this.
那所以这个大卫当时犯罪跟拔示巴有关系。
And this is related to how David sinned with Bathsheba.
所以这个亚西多夫是拔示巴的祖父。
And so this Ahithophel is the grandfather of Bathsheba.
我们就把这件事情放在心上，就知道说这当中事实上是有关联的。
And so if we put this, if we are mindful of this, we will see that there is a connection there.
那亚西多夫这个人是非常有智慧的。
And so Ahithophel had much wisdom.
他许多许多决定，他所提出的建议都是非常有效的。
And so a lot of his recommendations are very effective.
大卫其实知道亚西多夫这个人对他很重要。
And David, he himself knew that Ahithophel was very important to him.
所以当亚西多夫站在亚沙龙这一边的时候，你看亚沙龙的派势就盛大，人民日渐增多。
And so the moment that Ahithophel stood on the side of Absalom, immediately more people came to Absalom's side.
以色列人的民心都归向亚沙龙。
And so the heart of the people were with Absalom.
所以这个人心的转向跟亚西多夫的建立一定有关系的。
And so all of this is very much related to Ahithophel's relationship.
那当大卫逃亡之后，
And so when David escaped from the kingdom,
有人来告诉他。
Someone told him.
我们看第三十一节。
If we look at verse 31.
三十一节，有人告诉大卫说，亚西多夫也在叛党之中，随从亚沙龙。
Then someone told David, saying, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom.
这是对大卫来说是一个很震惊的消息。
And this is a very shocking news to David.
他的儿子叛变其实亚沙龙他之前就已经有一个感觉，这个儿子其实让并不是那种很顺服的人。
And so, before Absalom rebelled, David already had a feeling that his son Absalom was not very submissive.
因为亚沙龙曾经干了一些坏事，他逃亡，逃到埃及去躲了几年。
Because Absalom had done many evil things and he had escaped to Egypt.
亚沙龙曾经也是大卫拒绝跟他见面的一个儿子。
And Absalom also refused to meet with David before.
但是现在，所以这个儿子叛变对大卫来说，也许他心里面有数，也许觉得这也不是什么意外。
And so for Absalom to rebel against his father, David maybe had somewhat expected him, was not too surprised.
但是当他听到亚西多夫竟然是站在亚沙龙的阵营里面，对他来说就是一个很大的震惊了。
But when David hears that Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom, this is a shocking news to him.
所以接下去31节的后半段，大卫他就祷告神说。
And then in the second half of verse 31, David prays to God.
主啊，求你使亚西多夫的计谋变为愚拙。
O Lord, I pray, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness.
我们就看到大卫这里做一个很重要的祷告。
Here we see that David makes a very important prayer.
他祈求神能够让亚西多夫他所做的建议在亚沙龙面前行不通。
That he prays that the counsel of Ahithophel would not be effective in the eyes of Absalom.
因为大卫知道亚西多夫这个人的智谋是很有效的。
Because he knows that the wisdom and the recommendations of Ahithophel is very effective.
很有可能在这一个背景底下，大卫他做了诗篇第五十五篇。
And so it's possible under this circumstance that David wrote Psalm 55.
因为这是祷告，这是大卫他的祷告。
Because this is the prayer of David.
主啊，求你使亚西多夫的计谋变为愚拙。
That, O Lord, I pray, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness.
也就是说，让他所说的在亚撒龙面前行不通。
That whatever he says before Absalom will not be fruitful.
所以我们看第五十五篇，基本上就是一篇祷告。
And so we see in Psalm 55, it is a prayer.
他从头到尾都是在祈求神听他的祷告。
From beginning to end, his prayer is his psalm is writing about how God asking God to listen to his prayer.
我们如果把五十五篇把它分作三个段落。
And if we break Psalm 55 into three sections,
它的三个段落都是用祷告开头的。
Each section begins with prayer.
五十五篇的一开头，第一节就说：“神啊，求你留心听我的祷告，不要隐藏不听我的恳求。”
Psalm 55 verse 1 says, "Give ear to my prayer, O God, and do not hide yourself from my supplication."
第九节
verse 9,
主啊，求你吞灭他们，变乱他们的舌头，因为我在城中见了强暴争竞的事。
Verse 9, destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city.
我们看第十六节。
We look at verse 16.
至于我，我要求告神，神必拯救我。
Verse 16, as for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me.
我要晚上早晨响午祷告，他必听我的声音。
17, evening and morning and at noon, I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice.
我们看到这三节，基本上就是把这一篇分作三段。
And so we see these three verses divides up this chapter into three sections.
都是我要求告神。
And all of them are I will call upon God.
我要祈求神来帮助我。
I will call upon God to help me.
他现在面对这个叛变的这个事件，大卫首先是去面对他自己。
And so before David faces the issue of the rebellion, he first needs to face the issue of himself.
他想到他自己真的是在恐惧战惊之中的。
And he sees himself in the midst of fearfulness and trembling.
因为死亡就像一个阴影，很大的阴影笼罩着他的。
Because the terrors of death have fallen upon him.
因为仇敌很多。
Because the enemies are so many.
这个时候其实大卫他很想要逃。
And so at this moment, David wants to flee away.
我们就看到这个时候他所承受的这种恐惧有多巨大。
And so we see how strong and how great the fear David faces is.
你看今天我们有时候，我们在这个生活当中也会有这种恐惧的情绪。
And sometimes in our lives, we face the same kind of fear.
你看我们面对很多未来不确定的这个形势，我们会害怕，我们会忧虑。
And towards uncertainty of the future, we are worried, we are fearful.
其实，这是我们面对不确定的因素的时候，很自然的反应。
And so when we are facing uncertainty, this is the natural reaction.
但是当我们面对敌人的时候，其实我们更是会恐惧的。
But when we face enemies, we are even more fearful.
你说我们今天从小到大，我们什么人，我们哪一个人从来没有个恐惧的情绪呢？
So if we think about ourselves, is there anyone from while we were growing up till now, have we not been afraid before?
学生小时候他就在想说，我如果没有上一个很好的大学，我将来就没有前途了。
For students, they fear that if they do not get into a good college, they will not have a good future.
那学校要毕业的时候，如果想到我如果接下去没有找到一个好的工作，我接下去人生要怎么走呢？
And then continuing on, you feel that if you do not have a good job, how will my future look like?
如果没有好的工作，就没有办法成家啊，将来人生可能就很灰暗了。
And so, if I do not have a good job, I cannot establish a family, and so the future looks very dark.
如果我们又会处在一个对我们都不是很和善的环境里面，我们更是心里不安。
And so in a very unagreeable or very difficult circumstance, we will feel even worse.
那这个时候其实大卫说我要跟神祷告。
And so here David says, I will pray to God.
他求神来听他祷告的声音。
And he calls on God to give ear to his prayer.
因为这个时候他相信这位神是听祷告的神。
because he believes that the God that he prays to is a God who hears his prayers.
我们从诗篇一路读上来，我们会发现祷告依靠神，这是一个非常重要的主题。
And so as we study through the book of Psalms, we see that prayer is a very important part of believing in God.
诗篇本来就是在歌颂神的。
Because the book of Psalms is to praise God.
在这个歌颂的内容当中，祷告、求告神这是一个非常重要的部分。
And so in the content of our praising God, prayer and requesting God, making requests to God is important.
所以从一开头我们就知道说大卫他深知道神是他可以躲避的，跑到他那里可以得到帮助保护的避难所。
And so David knows that he can hide in God, that inside of inside of God, David can find shelter and safety.
他祈求神能够听他祷告。
And so he cries out to God to hear his prayers.
看诗篇六十五篇。
And if we look at Psalm 65,
诗篇六十五篇。
Psalm 65,
第二节
，verse 2,
六十五篇第二节，听祷告的主啊，凡有血气的都要来救你。
O you who hear prayer, to you all flesh will come.
第三节
，verse 3，
罪孽胜了我，至于我们的过犯，你都要赦免。
Iniquities prevail against me; as for our transgressions, you will provide atonement for them.
其实，我们今天面对恐惧、战惊的情绪的时候，我们如果懂得自我反省，我们会发现我们自己其实并不完全，有些事情跟我们自己有关系。
And so when we are facing fearfulness and trembling, we need to reflect upon ourselves, and we will see that we ourselves have imperfections.
也就是说我们在神面前事实上有过犯，有时候我们会想到这是不是跟我的过犯有关系，所以我会这样害怕。
Because before God we have transgressions, and we should wonder whether our transgressions cause us to have fear.
大卫他面对亚撒龙的叛变要夺他的命，其实他心里有数。
And so David actually was prepared in his heart for the rebellion of Absalom and also Absalom wanting to assassinate David.
这是因为他之前犯罪。
Because in the past he had sinned.
这也是神借着拿单先知跟他宣告的必然会有的事实。
And so this is the prophecy of Nathaniel that would happen in the future. Nathan.
那拿单先知已经宣告了神的刑罚，他说以后刀剑永不离开你的家。
And so Prophet Nathan had already prophesied that the sword shall never depart from his family.
真的，我们看到大卫犯罪之后，他的家就不平安了。
And so we see that after David sinned, there was no peace in David's household.
他兄弟之间互相残杀。
And among the sons, the siblings, they all killed one another.
现在这个儿子要来取这个父亲的命。
And so now the son wanted to take the life of the father.
其实归根究底都是因为他自己本身犯罪的结果。
And so all of these were a product of his own sins.
所以其实大卫他自己恐惧战惊，他觉得他好像快要死亡，这跟他的罪有关。
And so for David to feel fearful and trembling, this is related to his sin.
所以他跟神祷告。
And so he prayed to God.
求神能够怜悯他，听他祷，听他的声音。
And so he asked God to forgive him and to hear his prayer.
不要隐藏，不要不回应他。
To respond and not to hide from him.
那这个如果看六十五篇，也是大卫的诗篇。
And so if we look at Psalm 65, which is also written by David,
他说罪孽胜了我，但是我们的过犯你都要赦免。
And so iniquities prevail against me, but you will provide atonement for them.
因为他相信这个是一个有恩典、有怜悯的神。
Because he believes that this is a merciful God.
而且这位神又是听人祷告的神。
And this is also a God who hears his prayer.
所以当他惧怕的时候，他就祷告。
And so when David is afraid, he will pray.
是因为他知道神的爱。
Because he knows the love of God.
他相信神会赦免。
And he trusts that God will forgive him.
所以他宣告说。凡有血气的都来救神。
And so he prays that all who have flesh come and to pray to him.
我们也看到，其实大卫他之所以敢这样祷告，他相信，因为他相信神的爱。
And so we see that David dares to pray like this because he believes in the love of God.
他面对自己的罪孽，他勇敢的承认，他也祈求神来赦免。
And so he faces his sins and he bravely confesses his sins to ask for forgiveness.
他知道在神这里才能够真的得到平安。
And so he knows that in the presence of God, he can truly find peace.
那神一定会拯救他。
And so God will definitely save him.
所以他对神的爱的认知，让他勇敢地走到神面前来。
And because of his understanding of God, that allows him to bravely come forward before him.
所以虽然他现在处在危险当中，他知道神的爱不改变。
And in the midst of such danger, David trusts that this love does not ever change.
这位神是他曾经非常亲密过，很可以信任的神。
And this God is the God that David was very close to, that he trusted in.
所以他勇敢地向神表达他内心的害怕。
And so he boldly cried out to God the fearfulness in his heart.
那第五十六章，诗篇第五十六篇，他这样说。
And in Psalm 56, David writes,
五十六篇的第三节。
Psalm 56, verse 3.
我惧怕的时候要依靠你。
That whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you.
第四节
verse 4.
我倚靠神，我要赞美他的话。我倚靠神，必不惧怕。血气之辈能把我怎么样呢？
In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me?
他这里说惧怕的时候，他要倚靠神。
And so here it says, when he is afraid, he will trust in God.
他的倚靠其实就是借着祷告。
And his trust is through prayer.
当他祷告神，当我们人愿意来亲近神的时候。
And so when he prays to God and when man is willing to draw near to God,
我们一定会感受到神他对我们的爱，对我们的接纳。
Then we can feel the love of God, feel the acceptance of God.
我们今天有时候我们是不明白神的爱的。
Sometimes we do not understand the love of God.
如果我们真的相信而且也了解神的爱。
But if we were to understand and to believe in the love of God,
在爱里面没有惧怕。
That there is no fear in love.
所以我们看约翰一书第四章。
And if we look at 1 John chapter 4,
约翰一书第四章
1 John chapter 4,
第十六节
verse 16,
第四章十六节
1 John chapter 4 verse 16,
神爱我们的心，我们也知道也信，神就是爱，住在爱里面的，就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him.
我们看第十七节
Verse 17.
这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。
Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world.
十八节，爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全，就把惧怕除去，因为惧怕里含着刑罚，惧怕的人在爱里未得完全。
Verse 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love.
这段圣经说神就是爱。
And here it tells us that God is love.
我们今天如果信神，我们就需要真的体会他的爱。
And so if we today we say that we believe in God, then we need to experience his love.
我们要住在神的爱里面。
We must dwell within the love of God.
那如果我们真的住在爱里面，我们就不会惧怕。
And so if we live in the love of God, then we shall not fear.
因为在爱里面没有惧怕，在爱里面可以完全。
Because there is no fear in love there is perfection.
所以今天我们不管遇到什么样的情绪。
And so no matter what emotion we may have,
我们一定要去记住神的爱永不改变。
We need to trust that the love of God never changes.
我们可以勇敢的来跟他求告。
That we can boldly cry out to him.
我们今天如果被爱感动，我们就能够把这个爱行出来。
And so if we today are moved by the love of God, then we can manifest this love in our lives.
要把恐惧把它除去，其实不是逃避。
To cast out fear is not to run away from fear.
而是要回到神这里。
But rather to return back to God.
跪在他面前跟他祷告。
To kneel before God and to pray to him.
像大卫他这样做的。
And just as David had done.
他说他早上、中午、晚上一天三次跟神大声祈求。
That David cries, prays to God evening and morning and noon and he cries aloud.
神一定听我祷告。
That God will definitely hear my prayer.
那所以我们一定要懂得把所有的事情，我们的情绪都放在神面前。
And so we need to learn to put all of our matters, all of our emotions before God.
因为我们人其实通常都是软弱的。
Because all of us as men are very weak.
我们可能在什么样的一个场合下很坚强，但是可能在下一个 环境里面我们就变得很软弱。
And maybe in certain situations we may be very strong, but in possibly in the next situation that arises we become very weak.
这个就是让人性。
And this is human nature.
其实我们看到古圣徒像以利亚先知也是这样子。
We see the ancient saints, for example, Prophet Elijah.
他可以很勇敢的去对抗这些假先知。
He could very bravely face down the false prophets.
他可以跟王讲话很大声，很勇敢。
He could bravely rebuke the king.
但是他竟然会因为王后的一句话，他就害怕了。
But because the queen said one simple statement, he became very afraid.
这恐惧的情绪占满了他的心。
The emotion of fear ruled over his heart.
所以他就赶快逃命。
And so he fled for his life.
但是他这个逃命过程当中，我们看到其实神也很怜悯他。
And in the process of him running away, we see that God is very merciful to him.
最后神还是扶助他，拯救他的命。
And in the end, God comforts him and then preserves his life.
所以我们人其实我们都需要神。
All of us as man, we need God.
我们没有办法永远刚强。
That we can never forever be strong.
我们难免恐惧害怕。
That fear and trembling is they are inevitable.
让我们懂得依靠他。
And it helps us to trust in God.
我们看回来诗篇五十五篇。
If we return back to Psalm 55,
我们要从第二段从第九节到第十五节。
And in the second section from verses 9 to 15,
来想一想，我们今天人跟人之间，有时候我们也会面对同样的情景。
And maybe in our interactions with other people, we encounter similar situations.
也就是说，我们发现我们的好朋友出卖了我们。
We may feel that our good friend has betrayed us.
我们本来可以一起同行的，最后却好像陌生人。
Maybe someone who once walked with us by our side is now a stranger.
那这个时候的大卫，你看他是怎么处理的呢？
And how we see here, how does David handle the situation?
他祈求神帮助。
He asked for God's help.
我们从第九节看到，他说：“求你吞灭他们，变断他们的舌头，因为我在城中见了强暴争竞的事。”
Verse 9, destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city.
这个是大卫他所听到的，他看到他也是真的发生在他自己的这个国度里面的。
And so David has experienced this. He has seen this happen in his own kingdom.
他现在祈求神说，让他们这些作恶的人彼此不和。
And so that he prays that those who do evil that they would not be in accordance with one another.
他说主啊，求你辩论他们的舌头，意思就是说让他们各说各话，然后意见不合。
When it says to divide their tongues, it means that let their thoughts, their minds be on different wavelengths.
辩论他们的舌头，就像在巴别塔的时候，神看到人的这个计谋，神就下来处理，就让众人讲话不通了。
And so divide their tongues is like the Tower of Babel when they try to do evil things that God came down and changed their languages and so they could not communicate with one another.
也就是说大卫他现在面对的这个叛党当中有很多人是在抵挡他的。
And so we just say that David during the time of the rebellion there were many people who opposed him.
这是争竞的事情，这是互相竞争的。
And this is a very competitive thing.
那城里面就有很多罪孽。
And so within the city, there is much evil.
那这些动乱让大卫内心不安。
And this strife caused David's heart not to be peaceful.
可是后来他发现第十二节。
And then in verse 12, David understands.
说原来这不是仇敌在辱骂我，若是仇敌还可以忍耐，那也不是恨我的人向我狂大，若是恨我的人，就必躲避他。
Verse 12, for it is not an enemy who reproaches me, then I could bear it, nor is it one who hates me, who has exalted himself against me, then I could hide from him.
他发现在他的生活周遭里面所引起的动乱不是仇敌造成的。
And so David understands all the chaos that occurs in his life is not from the enemy.
如果是仇敌还可以忍耐，本来就应该的。
Because if it were an enemy who caused it, then David could bear it because this was it was expected.
他说像我狂大，就像我讲骄傲话的人，如果是恨我人，那我就躲他，就无所谓。
But if it were someone who hated David, who exalted himself against David, then David would be fine.
第十三节他说不料是你，你原与我平等，是我的同伴，是我知己的朋友。
Verse 13, but it was you, a man, my equal, my companion, and my acquaintance.
十四节，我们素常彼此谈论，以为甘甜。我们与群众在神的殿中同行。
Verse 14, we took sweet counsel together and walked to the house of God in the throng.
你看这个时候对大卫来说，他是多么的震惊。
And so we see how shocked David is.
他说，策动来让他恐惧战惊的，竟然是他自己的好朋友。
The source of all his fearfulness and trembling is actually a good friend.
他原来是跟他一起同行的。
It was someone who walked together with him.
是可以彼此谈论的，可以谈心的。
That someone they could talk to and share their feelings with.
在这个谈论过程当中，也觉得非常的好。
And so when they were discussing matters, they felt very wonderful.
但是现在竟然是互相在对抗的。
But now they oppose one another.
所以大卫啊。这个时候，你看他内心的这个情绪受到何等大的伤害。
And so we see how much hurt David feels.
我们今天有时候如果知道我们的好朋友可是跟我们做对的时候，我们会心里面很受伤的。
And so today when we find out that our close friend opposes us, then we may be hurt.
因为有时候我们都希望说朋友都站跟我们站在同一阵线上。
Because we often feel that our friends want to stand on our side.
但是事实上，这个世界很现实。
But the world is very practical.
每个人都很现实啊。
That everyone is very practical.
就是说，就是有利益的时候，大家都是好朋友啊。
That when everyone benefits, then everyone's good friends.
那如果利益有冲突的时候，有时候朋友变成仇敌。
But when there's a conflict of interest, then everyone becomes enemies.
所以这个什么事情都以利益来做决定的。
And so this many things in this world are decided on benefits.
就好像在这个政治上、社会上、国际之间，也是没有什么永远的朋友，或是永远的敌人。
For example, in world politics, there is no such thing as eternal alliances.
在商场上也没有永远的仇敌，也不会有永远的朋友。
And even on the battlefield, there is not always an eternal ally or enemy.
哦，所以这个有时候会让我们失去的跟人跟人之间的信任。
And so this questions are trust between people.
所以今天对大卫来说，他的好朋友竟然是跟他作对的人。
And so for David, his close friend is now his enemy.
他现在在这个很愤怒、很错愕当中，他去想到他的敌人。
And so in this moment of anger, he thinks of his enemy.
那想到敌人，心里就气了。
And so when he thinks of his enemy, he becomes angry.
所以当我们碰到这样的情况的时候，我们一定要把我们的眼光转移。
And so in this, when we face these situations, we need to turn our perspective, our eyesight, our line.
第二段从第九节到第十五节，我们看到大卫他是希望说神能够来出面来干预。
And so from verses 9 to 15, David hopes that God would to take care of the situation.
第十五节甚至说愿死亡忽然临到他们。
Verse 15 says, "Let death seize them."
愿他们活活的下阴间。
Let them go down alive into hell.
哦，因为他们是邪恶的。
Because they are wicked.
那这个时候就好像大卫这个人怎么这么没有爱心
？And so you might feel that how come David has no love?
其实这个就是在诗篇的作者他在表达他情绪的时候，他你就知道说他内心有多愤慨。
And so we see, actually, this is the psalmist recording his feelings, and so we see how angry the psalmist is.
想到朋友这样做，他就很咽不下那口气。
And so he realizes that his friend has betrayed him, and so he's so upset.
其实圣经里面有许多的例子都告诉我们同样的情形。
And actually, in the Bible records many of the same situation.
你看圣经里面记载被自己的好朋友、身边的人出卖的，你看最标准的就是主耶稣基督被犹大出卖。
And of course, the most accurate example of someone being betrayed by their own friend is Jesus, who's betrayed by Judas.
诗篇的四十一篇呢？
Psalm 41,
41篇的第九节。
Psalm 41 verse
9, 41篇第九节，这是大卫的诗啊。
Psalm 41 verse 9 is written by David.
他说：“连我知己的朋友，我所倚靠的，吃过我饭的，也用脚踢我。
Even my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heel against me.”
这句话是在约翰福音十三章，主耶稣他曾经引用过。
And so this is a phrase that this is a verse that Jesus had used in John chapter 13.
就是他身边的人出卖他了。
That the one closest to him has betrayed him.
因为当时候主耶稣面对犹大出卖他，他情绪如何
？And so if we look at the emotions that Jesus had when Judas betrayed him.
主耶稣讲了一句话。
Jesus said one phrase.
我们看马太福音第二十六章。
If we turn to Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音第二十六章。
Matthew chapter 26.
二十六章、我们请来看一下啊、第二十四节。
If we look at verse 24.
第二十四节。
Matthew chapter 26 verse 24.
他说人子必要去世、正如经上指着他所写的，但卖人子的有祸了，那人不生在世上倒好。
The 24, the Son of Man indeed goes just as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had not been born.
25节。卖耶稣的犹大问他说，拉比是我吗？耶稣说，你说的是。
25, then Judas, who was betraying him, answered and said, Rabbi, is it I? He said to him, you have said it.
主耶稣说，这样的人不生下来倒好。
And Jesus says, it would have been good for that man if he had not been born.
但他生下，他现在做这件事情有祸了。
But because he is born and because he is about to do this thing, then woe to him.
在其他的福音书里面，主耶稣跟犹大说，你用这个暗号，清水暗号来出卖人，出卖我吗？
And so in other gospels, it says that Jesus asked Judas, you betray me with a kiss.
所以我们看到这个，当时候如果是我们的话，我们面对犹大的出卖，我们会怎么反应？
And so if it were us, that Judas were to betray us, what kind of reaction would we have?
当时候主耶稣甚至还为犹大洗脚呢。
And at that time, Jesus even washed the feet of Judas.
那个，但是在旧约的时代，大卫他面对他自己的朋友出卖他，他跟神祷告说：“神啊，求你来出面，来做事吧。”
And so, in the Old Testament, when David saw the betrayal of his friend, he asked God to handle the situation.
所以我们看到的是新约真的更美，真的更超越。
And so we see that the New Testament truly is more perfect and transcends the Old Testament.
但是大卫他实际上是在表达他人性里面很自然的反应。
But actually David is just describing the human nature within his heart.
面对这样子被出卖的情形，我怎么办？
And so how will we react when we are betrayed by our friend?
不是去做什么，用自己的方法去做什么事。
It is not that we react in our own way.
先回到神这里来。
First return back to God.
跟神祷告。
Pray to God.
祈求神来帮助。
Ask God to help us.
要把这个重点把它转移到神的身上来。
And so to change our focal point to God.
我们看回来诗篇五十五篇。
If we return back to Psalm 55.
我们看到这个就是诗篇里面的起承转合的重点。
And so Psalm 55, then we see the changing of our perspective.
我们看到第十六节开始。
Starting in verse 16.
今天如果我们在一个这样的情绪里面一直把重点放在对方的身上，我们一定走不出来。
And in this moment of emotions that we set our sight on the one who has betrayed us, we will never be able to change our perspective.
大卫说：“至于我，我要求告神。”
David writes, "As for me, I will call upon God."
神一定会拯救我。
And the Lord shall save me.
我要更加紧在祷告上下功夫。我要晚上、早晨、中午都向神祷告。
I will pray all the more that evening and morning and at noon I will pray and cry aloud.
神他一定会救赎我脱离攻击我的人。
That God will indeed redeem my soul from the one that battles against me.
他一定会让我得享平安。
And so I shall have peace.
所以我们看到这一段，大卫他把他的重点放在神身上了。
And so David here in this section changes his focal point to God.
他相信神的信实。
And he trusts in the faithfulness of God.
所以这也是我们今天去处理一个情绪或面对一个事件的时候，我们应该要有的方法。
And so when we are resolving an issue, this is the same solution that we should have.
我们先想到自己。
First, think about ourselves.
再想到，这个怎么会这样子？是谁造成的？
And then we think about what caused this, who caused this.
最后一定要把它回到神身上来。
But it must eventually return back to God.
因为当我们一直想到对方的时候，我们一定情绪越来越不好。
Because if we only focus on the other party, our emotions keep getting worse.
把重点想到神他的爱。
But if we focus on God and His love,
看到神是怎么样来帮助我们走过这个低潮的。
And we see how God has helped us walk through the highs and the lows.
他其实大卫在第三段从第十五节、十六节开始。
And so starting in verse 16,
他就更深入去描述他这个仇敌是怎么样来伤害他的。
He all the more describes how his enemy had hurt him.
第二十节
，verse 20,
他们是背约的，
that,
他们是不守约的。
They broke his covenant.
甚至来 伸手攻击已跟他和好的朋友。
And he put forth his hands against those who were at peace with him.
第二十一节说他的嘴巴哈，嘴巴讲好听的话。
And verse 21 talks about how his mouth spoke very nice, flattering words.
但是心很恶毒。
But evil, there was great evilness in his heart.
找机会是刺人的心。
That they took every opportunity to hurt someone else.
因为有时候我们听到人家的好话，我们心里很高兴的。
Sometimes when we hear good words from others, nice words from others, we feel very happy.
但是有时候人家中文是说口蜜腹剑啊，就是嘴巴讲的像蜜一样那么甘甜，内心里面真的是一把刀，等机会要捅你啊。
And so there's a Chinese saying that the words spoken out of the mouth may be like honey, but out of their hearts may be like a knife.
这样的人其实很可怕的。
And this kind of person is very frightening.
那这个时候所受到的伤害也会更巨大。
And so those who feel the hurt feel it all the worse.
这个时候大卫他把他的重点放到神身上来。
But now David changes his focus to God.
因为别人怎么样，他没有办法管了。
Because what other people do, he cannot change.
他已经没有那个能力去管别人要怎么样了。
Because he can't control what other people do or feel.
他现在只能够把他的心转向。
But he can only change the perspective of his
heart. 所以他现在说。第二十二节
，And so he says in verse 22,
你要把你的重担卸给主，他必抚养你，他永不叫一人动摇。
Cast your burdens on the Lord, and He shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved.
他就是这里的重担，其实意思就是我们所遭遇过的事。
And so the burden is actually the situations that we have encountered.
所以他说，你要把你的遭遇都把它。交在神面前。
And so you have to cast your burden on the Lord.
神会抚养，就是神会扶助我们走过。
And so here it says he shall sustain you, meaning that God will help us to walk through this journey.
神永远不会叫义人动摇。
That God shall never permit the righteous to be moved.
也就是说，在神面前永远有公义。
That which is to say that before God there's always justice.
神的慈爱永远没有缺少。
That there is never a lack of the love of God.
所以现在大卫他说，他要把他的遭遇完全的把他交托给神。
And so David says that he wants to completely entrust his burden to God.
因为他这里的你似乎是用第二人称来说的。
And so here it says, here it says you, meaning a second party, second person.
其实是他自己对他自己的灵魂在说。
Meaning that he is talking to his own soul.
因为他说我已经要求告神了。
He says that I must give ear to pray to God.
但是有时候我们想要这样做，但是我们做不出来。
Sometimes we want to do this, but we cannot do it.
我们内心还是很多忧虑。
We have too many worries and anxieties in our hearts.
这个重担呢，有时候我们如果看这个担子本身，有时候不是真的说很大的压力，而是我们内心很多的忧虑。
If we look at the burden itself, it may not be that the burden is so great, but rather we have so many worries and anxieties in our hearts.
看彼得前书第五章。
We look at First Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
First Peter chapter 5.
第七节。
Verse 7.
彼得前书五章七节。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 7.
你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
今天我们的忧虑，我们所顾虑的是什么东西？
And so today, what are we worried about? What are we anxious about?
把所有这些顾虑都把它交给神。
And put all these worries and entrust it to God.
神一定会抚养我们，神一定会帮助我们走过。
Because God will sustain us and help us to pass through.
因为神是一个有怜悯的神。
Because God is a merciful God.
当我们祈求怜悯的时候，他就回应我们。
And so when we cry out for mercy, he will respond.
就最怕是我们想要用自己的方法去解决。
And the worst is when we try to use our own methods to solve the problem.
我们不会想要依靠神。
We do not think to rely on God.
这个时候问题往往就发生了。
And then the problem gets worse.
我们就永远没办法走出这个阴影。
Then we will never be able to walk out of this emotional state.
所以我们看到大卫他告诉我们一个走出恐惧、受伤以及害怕这个阴影的秘诀。
And so he tells us the secret to walking away from fearfulness and trembling.
那我们可以真的来到神面前。
That we truly can come before God.
很勇敢的 把我们的重担卸给他。
That we can bravely and boldly put our burdens before him.
建立我们真的每天跟神亲密的这个灵交的生活。
And to establish a very intimate, a close relationship with God.
借着祷告，我们可以把所有的一切都跟神说。
And so through prayer, we can tell God our all.
我们有时候恐惧到会真的不知道怎么办。
Sometimes we are so fearful in such a fearful state that we do not know what to do.
但是当我们真的在祷告当中交托的时候，
But when we entrust in our prayers,
我们会发现说，其实神他是顾念我们的。
We see that God cares for us.
我们依靠神的一定不会失望。
Those who trust in God shall never be disappointed.
真的依靠神的人是有福的。
That truly those who trust in God are blessed.
好，我们看第84篇。诗篇八十四篇
，And if we look at Psalm 84,
诗篇八十四篇
，Psalm 84,
许多的诗篇都是互相印证的
，And so much of the psalms they support one another.
我们看第十一节
，Verse 11,
诗篇八十四篇十一节
，Psalm 84 verse 11,
因为主神是日头，是盾牌，要赐下恩惠和荣耀，他未尝留下一样好处，不给那些行动正直的人。
Verse 11, For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly.
12节万军之主啊，你依靠你的人并为有福。
Verse 12, O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you.
有时候这个恐惧的阴影让我们怎样看不到希望。
And so sometimes the shadow of fear causes us not to be blinded to hope.
这里圣经说神就是我们的日头。
And here it says that the Lord God is our sun.
他是我们的光。
He is our light.
在这个光里面，我们得到温暖，我们知道方向。
In this light, we feel warmth and we see direction.
他要施下恩惠和荣耀。
He will give grace and glory.
让我们可以对着软弱夸胜。
That we can be victorious over our weakness.
让我们可以知道怎么用爱在神里面的爱里面去胜过仇敌。
That through love we can transcend our enemies.
我们可以真的依靠这位有福的神
，that we can truly trust in this God，
让我们把一切都交托给神
，and so that we can entrust all to God。
一起来唱诗
，Let's sing a hymn，
406首
，406。